That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Remember the old saying, experience is the best teacher? Well, I'd like to apply it to the taking of Alka-Seltzer, friends. You'll never know how effective Alka-Seltzer can be until you've tried it. Let's say you're trying to get some important work done, or maybe you've been invited to some entertainment or party. When you find you have to lay that work aside or skip the party because your head is aching and you feel pretty miserable, then you remember what you heard me say about the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can bring from headache pain, and you decide to give it a try. Well, friends, there's your happy experience that teaches you just how effective Alka-Seltzer can be. In almost less time than it takes to talk about it, your headache pain can be forgotten, and you're ready to follow through with your work or your fun. Yes, indeed, experience is the best teacher. And once you've tried Alka-Seltzer, we know you'll agree there's nothing quite like it for fast relief from headache pain. So remember, won't you, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner sold his oil stock to Cedric for 50 cents, and so all he has left is his half interest in the store. Now he's going to try to dispose of this through a grab bag sale in order to meet the terms of the will and be absolutely broke by September 1st. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Oh, come in, Grandpap. Come on in here.
In the name of common sense, what's going on in here?
Come on back here. We'll put you to work.
Yeah, what are you doing? Moving out? Hi, Grandpap. Oh, hello, Mom. I never seen you. What you fixing to do?
Well, we're dividing up the stock here, moving half of it on one side and half of it on the other side of the store.
You're going to run two separate businesses in here. You fellas ain't had another falling out, have you?
No, that's not the
trouble. No, we're just dividing up the stock. Abner's going to put on a sale with his half interest in the store. Sale?
Yeah, putting on a grab bag sale.
What in the world's a grab bag sale?
Well, I'm just going to put stuff up in tow sacks and then sell it at a dollar a sack. See, you don't know what you get till you open up your sack.
Oh, well, that ain't going to work. Folks ain't going to buy stuff sight unseen.
Well, they're crazy if they don't, and I'll tell them that. Some of these sacks is going to have as high as $20 worth of stuff in them.
Yeah, see, Abner's got to be shut of everything by September the 1st for certain reasons, so he's going to let the whole community take advantage of it.
Yeah.
He's selling stuff at such a bargain, he wants all of his friends in on it. Well, that's mighty thoughty of you, Abner, old boy.
Well, come on here, Grandpa.
Only nice thing I ever heard of you doing.
Now, don't start no arguments with me.
I ain't arguing, I'm just stating facts.
All right, roll up your sleeves there and pitch in and help
now,
us
wait
with
a
some
minute.
Of these things.
Hold on here.
Well, he's standing there, ain't doing nothing. Come on, get to work, Grandpa.
I gotta be going.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on now, don't be so lazy. Ain't gonna hurt you none to help us a little bit.
I'd love to in the worst way, Abner, but Charity wants me to get right on over to the place for something. I forget just what. I'll see you first.
Now, wait just a minute. Come back here, Grandpap. Come in here and insult a feller, and then we'll help him work. Toby, that's the quickest way to get shut of that old critter. Just offer to put him to work, and he'll skedaddle every time.
He ain't very crazy about it.
Oh, he hates and despises it.
And if you expect to get this stuff put up and ready for tomorrow, you better get busy yourself.
Yeah, we got to keep going. Let's see. Hand me one of them safety razors there along with you. Put that in.
Well, you've got enough in that sack, Abner. You've got at least $30 worth in there.
Well, it don't hurt nothing. Hand it here.
I wouldn't mind buying that for a dollar myself.
Well, I wouldn't mind buying any of them for a dollar if I weren't trying to get shut of everything. Yeah, that'll be enough, I reckon. Here now, Lum. While I hold it here, you tie a string around the top of the sack.
Yeah, but that thing will weigh 100 pounds.
Well, it ought to. Lord, there's a ham and sack of flour in there, besides all the other stuff. Hand me another tow sack, Lum.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to run out of sacks here. Get one more after this one.
Well, I sent Cedric around town to buy up some more. Told him to buy every tow sack he could find.
It's too bad you couldn't use paper sacks. You've got plenty of them.
Yeah, well, they ain't big enough, though.
Well, you're putting way yonder too much stuff in them, I tell you.
Well, yeah, but think how tickled folks is going to be, Lum, when they open them up and see what all they get.
Well, they ought to be, special with the way prices are now.
Let's see now. What am I putting this in here? Hand me that alarm clock there.
Well, I was sort of saving that back, Abner. I was watching the time for you so you won't forget to make that announcement on the party line about your sale.
Oh, yeah. Is it time yet?
No, but go ahead and put it in. I can set my watch out here and watch the time for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If this alarm clock runs down before the sale starts, somebody could listen to this sack and tell what was in it. Know right off it's either an alarm clock or a bomb. I don't believe there'd be many customers for a bomb.
No. Here, better start getting shut of some of these ladies' hats over here.
Oh, yeah. Hand me that mask with flowers on it, and I'll put it in here.
This in here?
Yeah, that's the one.
Here.
Kind of pretty. Yeah, look here, Long. Ain't that pretty?
Oh, Abner, for goodness sakes, take that lady's hat off.
Howdy do, Miss Peabody.
What if a customer come in here and see you?
Yeah,
and get to work.
All right. Hand me that thing.
Hand me. I wish you'd move over here where you can wait on yourself. All I did was sit here and hand you stuff.
Well, all right. Get up and let me sit there. Then.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that 4 hours ago? I'll look around here and see if we're overlooking anything. Might put in some of that smoking tobacco and some of that snuff there.
Well, I did. I put a box of snuff might not ever sack just to please the women folks.
Yeah, here's some sorghum molasses.
Yeah. Set a bucket of them over here, Mom.
For goodness sakes, have I got to wait on you hand and foot?
Well, no, but you're done up.
Yeah, when I'm sitting down, you want me to hand you stuff sitting down.
Oh, looks like you're pretty handy either way.
Here.
Yeah, thank you. Hope the lid don't come off of that. I'd hate to get sorghum all over this other stuff, especially that hat there.
Well, there ain't much stuff left around here. That is, on your half of the store.
No. Wait a minute, hand me that other old hat laying there.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, this stuff.
Oh, wait a minute, that's my hat.
Huh?
Quit grabbing everything you see and stuffing it down in them sacks. That's enough. My goodness, you don't have to fill them sacks plumb full.
Well, I just thought I'd put in everything I can.
You got the seams in them sacks groaning now. Well, here comes Cedric.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Well, good. He's got some more sacks there, too.
You ain't going to need many more.
Well, I want to be sure and sell it all. I don't want to have nothing left on my hands when I get done with this grab bag sale.
Well, don't worry. There's something about a grab bag sale that's sort of fascinating. Folks will buy them just to see what's in them.
How many sacks did you get, Cedric?
Oh, about 15, I think.
Oh, well, that'll be worlds of plenty.
Yeah, whereabouts did you find them, Cedric?
Oh, got most of them down there at Walt Bates' corral where he feeds them mules.
Yeah, well, just throw them on the floor there. Here now, pitch in here and help us, Cedric. Move all them sacks we've got filled there so far and just line them up right down the middle of the floor there. Have them all ready when the sale starts. Be neat now, Cedric. Make a good straight line.
I'll try.
That's a boy.
Now then, Abner, let's see how we stand.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff on the counter is yours, and there's some feed back in the feed room. Half of that belongs to you.
Oh, that's blaming. I forgot about that. Now, how am I ever going to get a sack of feed in one of these grab bag sacks?
You can't, but you don't need to. Feed's already sacked.
Yeah, that's right. Reckon we better open them up and just pour the feed in over this other stuff here?
Oh, of course not. See, then, how can I? Wait a minute, I got an idea. We're just taking right on a piece of paper. This titles you to a sack of feed. Then stuff it in the grab bags. And folks will know if they can get one of them, too.
Yeah. Doggy, that's a good idea, Mom. That little old brain of yours just a-clicking.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
It is, darn it. I'll bet it's just rattling around like a bean in an empty tin bucket up there.
Now, then, we got 14 sacks of feed back there, and half of them's mine, so I'll just make out 7 slips of paper here.
See, there's them 3 wash tubs back there, too. Can't get them in no sack. You better do the same with them, Long.
Yeah, I'll make out slips for them, too.
Here, Cedric, here's another sack ready. I ain't going to be so choice if I'm here out. I'll just pile the stuff in as I come to it. I'm getting tired.
There you are. This titles you to 1 wash tub and a sack of feed.
Good.
I believe I'm going to have some help on this one.
What's the matter? Can't you lift it, Cedric?
No, Mom, I can't even budge it.
Long, budge it.
I'll help him. Any Cedric, you ought to be able to lift this, strong as you are.
It's a heap heavier than it looks, Mr. Elm.
Huh.
Grab a hold there. What did you put in here anyway, Abner?
I don't know.
Could nobody get it home to us to buy it?
Oh, I know. Did you put one of them slips in that and call him for a 100-pound sack of feed?
Yeah, but that wouldn't make no difference.
You mean a 100-pound sack of feed wouldn't make... Oh. No, that wouldn't.
Wait a minute, Cedric. Move over a little bit. Now try lifting it.
Just small. Well, what'd you do? It don't hardly weigh nothing now.
I never done nothing. No wonder you could lift it. You're standing on the bottom of the sack with both feet. No wonder you never told yourself clean up on your shoulder.
Oh, my goodness, I nearly forgot. I got to make that mouth that long.
Yeah, you better do that. Yeah, we can finish this easy today. Tell them the store will be open by 8 o'clock in the morning. First in here gets the bargain.
Yeah, I believe I'll just give the fire alarm ring to get them all to listen in.
Well, you told them you'd be ready to make an important announcement about 4:30 or 5. They'll be listening for it.
Yeah, I hope so. So good, I better have a crowd here after all the bother we went to sacking up this stuff. I might not have forgot about this announcement, too.
Yeah, me too. I set my watch out there on the counter so it'd be sure and... Be sure.
Be quiet. I hear the receiver's going up on. Hi, everybody.
What's
this
good?
Is Abner Peabody down at the Jordan Bell store.
Pity's
sake. I just want to tell you I'm putting on a grab bag sale starting the first thing in the morning.
Strange.
Closing out my half interest in the Jordan Bell store. And I'm just charging $1 a sack, and some of them's got as high as $30 in them.
Wait a minute, Abner.
So be sure and get down here and get in on the first one.
Hey, one of them's got my watch in it.
And one of them's got Lum's watch in it. Huh?
You crazy idiot. I laid my watch there on the counter and it's gone. I know dead blame well you put it in one of them grab bags.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang up that receiver.
Yeah.
Cedric's got them sacks mixed up now. We can't tell which one you fill first or last. Ain't but one thing to do, and that's to dump all that stuff out on the floor and start all over again.
Well, a few more setbacks like this, and Abner's grab bag sale will be too late to do him any good. He's only got a few more days in which to dispose of all his worldly belongings. Will he make it?